Hey, b'shem kol Yisrael, in the schus of Rav Eitan, just wanted to share some free-flowing Torah thoughts about this beautiful period that we're in between Yom Kippur and Chag HaSukkot. And of course, these are the days of Tahara, of Simcha, no Tachanun, because it's just like a festival. We just got purified. And now we're getting ready for Sukkot. Sukkot, we know, is Zman Simchatenu, the only holiday, which is called Zman Simchatenu. And the Pashut Pshat, which I read in Rav Neventhal's Sefer, is that it's Zman Simchatenu because we just went through that cathartic process of purifying ourselves. And only after we go through that purity can we feel that flow of Simcha. So on the one end, this is a tremendous time period of joy. And the joy comes from this feeling like it's a new start. We have a brand new shirt, a brand new everything, and we're going to break our old habits. It's going to be different this year. In fact, this is alluded to in the idea of Sukkot, where we know the holidays are called the Regalim, Shloshet Regalim, on Pashut Pshat level, because we would walk with our feet to the Beit HaMikdash. But Rav Shlomo explains in Leiva Shemaim that regel is also from a language of hergel, which means your habits. And in other words, this is a time where we break our old habits. We don't just jump back into the new year. We take some time to internalize the messages of Yom Kippur by going into our sukkah, our tzila de mehemnuta, our place of faith, and really start start doing things differently. And in fact, this is even alluded to in the story of Avraham Avinu when he washes the feet. He says, "Rachsu raglechem," to those angels who he thought were just desert dwellers. Washes their feet, which means he's washing away their bad habits. He's washing away their avodah zarah. And that's the avodah whenever we wash our hands, and in particularly as we go into this regalim, this regal of Sukkot. On the other hand, I have to be honest, maybe you've experienced this, there's a little bit of heartbreak that always happens during this time period. When you kind of go back into your old habits and you mess up, and a part of you just feels like, what was the point of all that Yom Kippur? I'm just going back to my old self. So I hope it doesn't happen to you. But, you know, maybe you're davening just kind of the same as it was before Yom Kippur. Or you come late to davening. Or maybe you get into a fight, chas v'shalom, with a friend, spouse. Or you go into your old bad habits. I don't know about you, but it happens to me. And every year I kind of go into this mini depression, this sadness. Like, what was the point of all that praying on Yom Kippur? I'm just my old self. And like Rav Shlomo explains, that it's like that first time when you get the stain on the white shirt, that it's like it hurts the most. So he says, guard yourself during these days, but inevitably we all mess up. So what do we do with that feeling? How do we actually change our bad habits if it just feels so much of the same? And I was thinking about this today, and I was thinking about the Gemara in Sukkot, the first daf of Sukkot. You know, the Hasidim would start learning Masechet Sukkah right after Yom Kippur. It's a big inyan. I'm trying to learn it myself this year in the Sukkah. And the first daf talks about how the Sukkah, it can't be Dirat Keva. It has to be Dirat Arai. It needs to be, it can't be too set. It can't be too tall and too firm and too strong. Right? You want to build a mansion Sukkah? No, it needs to be shaky. It can't be too permanent. It needs to be dirat arai, is the halachic definition. Now, on a simple pshat level, that's to mimic the fact that when the Jews were in the desert, their huts were arai. They were little flimsy things, and they felt the insecurity. They were completely dependent on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. According to Rabbi Foreman, they went to the town of Sukkot and they were sleeping with their animals. It was mamish arai. It wasn't set. And that shows our faith in God. But on another level, I'd like to suggest that Dirat Arai means that we We have to have some basis. Sure, we need to have that emunah. We need to have that Yom Kippur deep, deep within us. We also need to be flexible. We need to recalibrate. We need to say, okay, I thought I was going to be like this. Turns out I'm kind of not like that. I haven't totally broken my bad habits. Now let's start again. Let's look at myself one more time and say, how do I actually actualize my potential? Gewalt. How do I make this a reality? And the truth is, and if you get nothing else, I think this is my biggest chiddush, we need Yom Kippur every single day. It's not good enough to just spend 12 hours in shul and make all these rutzons and desires to change. It's great, but we're going to fall. And if we don't get up again, then I don't know. I don't know what it was all worth. But if every day we do a little bit of Yom Kippur, a little vidui, and we talk to God, and we say, Hashem, how do I change? How do I start again? How do I recalibrate? I have that firm Yom Kippur, Shema Yisrael inside me, but now I need on the day-to-day level to say, what can I practically do to manifest that? So I bless us with a sukkah where we're mamash arai, with a life where we're constantly talking to Hashem, constantly doing cheshbon nefesh, and constantly asking ourselves, how can I learn and improve? And in the zechut of that simcha, that growth, we will access true simcha, and she be zochet to a beautiful, beautiful and simcha d'ksukis from wherever you're at. Blessing all of Am Yisrael from Yerushalayim Yerakadesh. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Good sukkis.